perspectives, you know, being discovered as I grow and learn. And I was raised in a household that was very abusive and neglectful, and on top of that, manipulative, and there was a lot of brainwashing going on. And I was raised in church, but really, for my parents, it was just a way to keep us obedient, keep us, it was the good, you know, white Christian Republican thing to do. And I, around 10 years old, I don't exactly remember my thought process then, but I did that whole traditional pray the prayer, and so I believe in Jesus kind of thing, and I was shortly baptized thereafter. But nothing really changed in my life. I was never really a troublemaker when I was a kid, because my parents had taught me to be very just blindly obedient, and I was also homeschooled, so there was really not a lot of ways to get in trouble. But it wasn't until I was around 14, 15, we went to a new church, and I met the youth minister there. His name is Mark Smith. And for the very first time, I got to see what discipleship really meant. And he taught me things like how to pray earnestly with people and for people. Like, I had never seen up until then someone, like, you know, like you'll ask someone, you know, will you pray for me for such and such? He would stop what he was doing right there and pray with you right there. And that was very powerful for me back then to feel and experience. He taught me things like what it is to be a disciple for Christ, that it's more than just fire insurance. It's more than just, you know, being saved from our sins. It's a loving, lasting relationship with the creator of the universe. Yes. And knowing that he loves me. And so throughout those years when I was, you know, in that youth group, I learned things like how to be a servant, and how to listen to people and not get so wrapped up in my own issues and worries that I couldn't hear and pray for others. Now, as I grew closer to God, that started to become a problem for my parents, who always wanted to take us to church. But then they started to realize that, for example, when I finally learned what tithing meant and what it was, I started doing it. That was a problem for my parents, because we were poor. Often my parents couldn't keep the utilities on a lot of time, and so what little money I had at the time, I would, you know, tithe. They actively discouraged me and said I should give the money to them instead, that's the right thing to do. And I was like, no, it's not what the Bible's telling me to do. It's not what I feel in my heart to do. And just things like that. And I really started to realize that, you know, for my parents, Christianity and faith was just a clothing they put on Sunday. And they started, at that point, their favorite way to discipline us was to keep us from going to church. And which was, at that time, our favorite favorite place to be, not just because of, you know, a lot of our friends were there, but because like we were growing and learning at a rate and about things that our parents just not only couldn't teach us, but didn't want to. And so there was a lot, as I mentioned before, a lot of abuse and neglect going on. And my parents were really good at keeping it secret and really instilled in us this, all of us kids were really good at pretending like everything was okay. Everyone always thought we were the perfect family, but inside we were broken and hurt and afraid. And we all thought that the abuse and neglect that we experienced, our parents had convinced us it was our fault. And so there was a lot of shame. And years would pass, and there was kind of a period where, after me and Kate got married, where we were thinking about, we knew we wanted to adopt. And originally there was like some talk of us having biological kids, but eventually what we decided and felt that we were led to was that adopting was going to be our plan A, and that we wanted to love some kids that had been through struggle that us, the two of us, had experienced, each with our respective parents. And through a series of God things, we ended up becoming foster parents very quickly, in a way that we did not see coming. We were, as far as we could logically tell, we were not financially ready for such a thing yet. I was in film school, and Kate was the only one that was working full time at the moment. But everything worked out.
Yes,
everything was provided for. And the whole time we were like, well, we'll just like take a peek at this, and if it happens, it happens. Well, it happened hard and fast and caught us both by surprise. And then the next thing we know, we have two little kids in our life. And we, at that point in our life, were not considering adoption. But we fell in love with Abby and Will like we never knew we can fall in love with two kids, like ever. Like, we had experienced a lot of love for each other and for other people's kids, but there was something different. And it didn't matter that there wasn't blood. There was more there. And I don't know, like when life has kind of taught me, I know other people have different experiences, but that blood doesn't make you family. Mm-hmm. It's the heart and the love you have for each other. And that can be not just in like adopted kids or parents, it can be in friends and those around you. And before we know it, like me and Kate both were like, are you feeling like we should adopt Will and Abby? Yes, why? I was wondering if you thought the same thing. It's like, what is going on? I don't know. Everything just seems to click. Everything seems right. And it was scary. Because like a year ago, we had no, like half a year ago before that, we had no intention of adopting. We were just going to foster because there's just a lot of kids out there that need someone through the hard times they're going through. And as we got to know Will and Abby more, just as we got to know them and know their life, a lot of the things that I experienced, both in hurt and just what I've learned, felt like it was something that had prepared me to be their parent. And I know in a perfect world, if everything had gone the way it was supposed to, we would have never met. And I, as much as I love them, I wish that, you know, they hadn't had to experience that trauma and that hurt. But at the same time, I saw how God prepared me and prepared Kate to love Will and Abby. And after a while, the doubt just washed away. And then one night we asked Will and Abby, we had only known them at that point for like 4 or 5 months. And we asked them, like, hey, what do you think if we adopted you? And poor kids didn't know what they were getting themselves into. But they said, yeah. And then over the course of the months leading up to that, like, there was a lot of emotions, some good, some scary, for both sides of it. And then it finally happened after what seemed like forever, seemed like it was always just around the next corner. It finally happened. And over time, we came to learn how to be a family. And I am so proud of Will and Abby and how much they've grown and how strong they are. And I didn't know I could feel as strongly as I do about a pair of kids. And so while in a perfect world, you should never have, God would never want you to have that hurt, but there's sin in this world, and sometimes it happens, and that sucks. But sometimes if you give that pain and that hurt to God, he can take it and turn it into something beautiful that you can use towards love. And I am thankful every day for, it took me a long time to realize this, but I am thankful that even though there was struggle, I am where I am now with my wife, with my kids, and here with y'all today, that I can see how God has led me in hindsight. At the time, I was oblivious, but now I can look back and see how he's prepared me and brought me into exactly the place where he wants me to be right now, to be the man that he wants me to be right now, for the people he wants me to be around right now. And that gives me peace, because it all doesn't feel like accident. It doesn't feel like just chance. It feels like purpose and design, and that God is there. A long time ago, I learned from Mark Smith my youth minister. He taught me a lot of things, and that was about one of the things was about testimonies, and that testimony is more than just how you came to accept Christ into your heart. It's how you live with him afterwards.
Yeah.
Because as humans, really, we have no physical proof of God. But we have our lives, and we have the stories of what God has done in our lives to show himself to us, to transform us, transform those around us, and just be loved. And so that's why for me, there's always more being added to my testimony, because God's always doing things in my life. And that's true for all of us. So I encourage you, you know, practice sharing your testimony, and always look back and see how it's been added to. Because God's not just one and done. It's not over when you pray the prayer and get baptized. Like, that is just the beginning.
Yeah.
And I am thankful that he's still with me now.